William Booker died last month. He lived in Kirkland, and in World War II, he was a bomber with the Tuskegee Airmen. The U.S. military had denied black people the chance to serve as pilots or on flight crews. The Tuskegee Airmen were the segregated black bomber and fighter squadrons the Army developed after public pressure. KUOW's Jamala Henderson spoke with William Booker's widow, Dolores Booker. She says when Booker was in training, the Army moved the airmen a lot to Texas, Florida, Michigan, Indiana, and Kentucky.
They were shifting them around because there was resistance to allowing blacks to fly bombers. It was all racial because they didn't want these troops in the bases where he was training. People didn't want them near their towns. The whites in the towns didn't want them stationed, so they were moving them from one place to another.
So what was the most difficult thing about his work as a flight engineer and navigator during World War II?
Other than, you know, all of that segregation thing, he never complained. And when he would go around to various schools to speak about the Tuskegee Airmen, when he would do that and students would ask him, said, well, why did you want to fight for a country that didn't want you to serve? He said, because that was my duty as an American and I wanted to serve. That's the way he looked at it. He was a very humble man.
What do you think that he wanted to impart to those kids?
Impart to them how important it was to take full advantage of all of their opportunities. We had a quote in a write-up about him, and he said, take advantage because you have opportunities that when I was coming up, we didn't have, and even in our wildest dreams, we wouldn't have them. So take advantage of them.
Dolores Booker was married to Tuskegee Airman William Booker for 45 years. She spoke with KUOW's Jamala Henderson. Mrs. Booker says her late husband's greatest achievement was a U.S. patent. His memorial service is tomorrow morning at Mount Zion Baptist Church in Seattle.